Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of December 2019. Supreme Court has released on interim bail a Karnataka church blast case convict, who was dubbed by the High Court as a misguided Muslim youth indulging in anti-national activity. Izhar Beg, along with seven others, was handed out life term by the Karnataka High Court under charge of waging a war against India and creating religious disharmony after being held guilty of carrying out serial blasts in the state between June and July 2000. Delhi High Court has granted relief to 16 departmental store owners who challenged Delhi government's decision to stop sale of wine and beer at such stores. The court stayed the orders issued against the owners while taking note of their argument questioning why the permissions had been withdrawn suddenly. Bombay High Court has ordered the state government to digitize the system of dealing with applications seeking fixation of pay scales for teachers working in schools and colleges. The High Court further observed that the government unnecessarily drags its feet in deciding such applications, thus further overburdening the state exchequer. Punjab and Haryana High Court has made it clear that clearing national eligibility and entrance test is mandatory for admission to courses for bachelor's degrees in Ayurvedic medicine, homeopathic medicine and Unani medicine in both states of Punjab and Haryana. Calcutta High Court has stayed the deportation of a Rohingya couple who had illegally entered India back in 2017 and was about to be deported back by Indian authorities. The court not only issued a stay order but also a notice to the state government to provide basic amenities to the couple to help them live a life with dignity. Further, the court noted that it was taking this decision to uphold the spirit of humanity. Karnataka High Court has ruled that registration of a first investigation report against a person cannot be a ground to cancel anticipatory bail already granted in another case where the trial is already ongoing. Gujarat High Court has ruled that as the property had already been purchased by the petitioners, no charge could be entered on the property for alleged use of the erstwhile owners. The court hence concluded that the provisions of Section 48 of the Gujarat Value Tax Act, 2003 would not be attracted in the present case. Delhi High Court has observed that the existing security system at the district courts provided by police was sufficient enough to protect visitors and dismissed a plea seeking to replace the agency with the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF. The court declined to entertain the petition by a lawyer who referred to the 2nd of November clash between police and advocates at the Tis Hazari court complex and contended that the agency be removed from all the district courts in the city. Central Board of Direct Taxes has again extended the deadline for filing of all kinds of income tax returns to the 31st of January, 2020, in the newly created Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. The policy-making body for the Income Tax Department issued an order relaxing the earlier set deadline of the 30th of November, 2019 on consideration of reports of disturbances in internet facility in certain areas of Jammu and Kashmir. Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued the stewardship code for mutual funds and alternative investment funds which they would be required to follow to improve corporate governance standards in their investee companies. The code has laid six principles under which MFs and AIFs are required to adhere to when dealing with their investee companies. Securities and Exchange Board of India has issued a format for statement of deviation in funds raised to be submitted by the listed entities to stock exchanges on a quarterly basis. The format comes after SEBI noted that there is no uniformity in the formats of statement of deviation or variation in proceeds of public issue, rights issue, preferential issue submitted by the listed entities to the stock exchanges. Reserve Bank of India has given consumers a new option to make their daily payments at local shops and retail outlets for the purchase of daily household goods and services. In a bid to give increased impetus to small-ticket digital payments, RBI has introduced a new prepaid payment instrument which will come with a monthly rechargeable limit of 10,000 rupees and can be used only for making retail payments. Central Information Commission has directed the central government to put in public domain the work distribution between a cabinet minister and minister of state. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has rejected petitions filed by the Income Tax Department, which raised objection over the approval granted to Reliance Jio Infocom scheme to hive off its fiber and tower business into two separate units. National Anti-Profiteering Authority has imposed 230.41 crore rupees fine on global healthcare major Johnson & Johnson for profiteering from cut in goods and services tax rates.